The pastures of perfectly lined soccer pitch didn't always exist as they do now at Players Development Academy.
This place was formed with the vision of Tom Anderson, a great man, for Tobin Heath's team.
Mike O'Neill is the Players Development Academy Girls Director of Coaching.
Tobin Heath's team played in Basking Ridge, and back then there was rules that you can only have so many people that came in from the outside. And Tom had the vision and awareness that recognized that in order to make players the best players that they needed to be, they needed to play with more players that were like them. So that's the vision of PDA and how it was formed about 20 years ago.
O'Neill was an assistant coach when Tobin Heath joined PDA at the age of 13.
The thing that was so important for Tobin is he had this drive, this passion to be one of the best. And so what Tobin did a great job of is she recognized what happened during the week at training. But the time that she spent by herself in learning moves and coming it out to practice and trying those moves. And so she just had this desire to get better.
It's definitely really cool knowing that people like Heather O'Reilly and Tobin Heath have trained on the fields that like we are training on now.
Emily Mason is an outside back at Players Development Academy with plans of applying her trade at Rutgers.
And it's just kind of like showing that there's opportunity for us to be as good as they are.
Now you're a defender, right?
Yeah.
Watching Tobin Heath play, who used to play here, she's kind of made a meme of a move called a nutmeg.
Yeah.
Explain that to me.
Well, it's kind of when you split the defender with catching her with her legs open and cutting it through her legs, and it's kind of embarrassing to get nutmegged.
But have you ever fallen victim to this move?
I'm not gonna say, but that'd be embarrassing.
This will fall for Heath. What a move that was, Heath in the box.
My name is Rania Sinhaji. I play center forward.
What do you see in the players in the World Cup as far as the center forwards go that caught your eye?
Well, I think watching Alex Morgan and the goals that she's scored and what she's done during the World Cup is inspiring.
Is the ultimate goal to play in the World Cup? Could you see yourself doing that?
Yeah, watching them, I want to play professionally, going overseas and playing in the U.S.
Becky Bluchel, I play defensive mid. Ever since I was young, I always looked up to Tobin Heath and Heather O'Reilly, and I always found it inspirational how we're playing on the same fields as them, and it kind of makes me feel like I have a chance to be like them one day.
If the ambitions of young ladies at Players Development Academy are a sign of where U.S. women's soccer is going, New Jersey's in pretty good shape to produce more big-time players by the next World Cup. But let's not rest on the legends we already have. PDA Girls Director of Coaching Mike O'Neill has the final word.
Tobin Heath, Heather O'Reilly, Christy Rampone, Carly Lloyd. And now for this year, you know, you look at Christy Rampone and Heather O'Reilly and they're announcing the game, the World Cup in front of millions. And then you look and there's Tobin and Carly winning another World Cup. So I think the success, the impact that they've had on Jersey soccer and the impact that they've had on soccer in general in our country, you just can't measure it.
In Somerset, I'm Ang Santos, WBGO News.